You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. It is May 30th. We're almost through the month of May. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Hello, hello. It's Johnny B.
What is up, my friend?
I'm a little sleepy-eyed.
Aren't we all?
Oh, man.
It's early.
It is.
It's early, but we awake quick around here.
Oh, yeah. Get things going. We surely do.
Yes, we do. Well, cool, man. Let's roll with it. Our sponsors for today's show, Texan Roofing, Boyd's One Stop, CCA Star, the Belleville Meat Market, Bauman Marine Service, and Mainstream Marketing. Real quick, weather down on the island in Galveston. Current conditions, it's 78 on the island. Winds are north at 10. Skies are clear. Today they're calling for a 20% chance of rain. Clouds and some sun this morning with more clouds for the afternoon. A stray shower or thunderstorm could be possible. High of 86, and winds will be picking up to about 10 to 15 miles per hour out of the east-northeast. Tonight, 40% chance of rain. Scattered thunderstorms, they'll be developing after midnight with a low of 77. Winds will be east-northeast 5 to 10. And looking for tomorrow, they're upping that rain chance to 50%. Scattered thunderstorms in the morning, cloudy skies late, high near 85. Winds will be east-northeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour. So east-northeast winds picking up a little bit. So that's, I don't know. At least it's not southwest, I guess. Looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have a low fixing to occur at 4:18 a.m. It's an 0.2. Then we have a high at 12:33 p.m., a 1.4. And then a low at 7:25 p.m. It's an 0.9. And then a high at 11:24 p.m., a 1.0. 6:20 a.m. is sunrise. 8:13 p.m. sunset, our moon phase, is 45%. We're about a half moon headed towards our next full moon. Current conditions right now, the buoy offshore is showing east-northeast winds at 11, gusting to 16. 81.5 degree water temperature with a 30-inch barometer. Eagle Point north-northeast at 14 to 16. 81.5 degree waters there. And at Morgan's Point, 81 degree water with a north-northeast wind at 7, gusting to 9. So that's looking all around, all up and down the coast, as far as winds right along the beachfront, it looks like most everything's northeast along the beachfront, and anywhere from 8 to 10 miles per hour. And even over Sabine Way, about 4 miles per hour, it's the Coast Guard station out of the northeast. Calcasieu at Calcasieu Pass there, it's 8 out of the northeast. Down Matagorda Way, pretty much same thing. Port O'Connor and Matagorda, about 8 miles an hour out of the northeast. So there you have it. All right, let's head over to Sabine Lake and let's get all cranked up and start it off with Captain Bill Watkins, see what's up with him. Bill, good morning. How are you, man?
Oh, fine, brother. How are you doing?
I couldn't be better. Everything's all right.
I want to know how we can get a northeast wind almost in June. What's going on?
Oh, I know
it's just crazy. It's not a cold front.
Nope.
It's just the northeast wind.
It's just the way that low pressure, you know, the way it's swirled around, you know. The other day it was west, and now it's back over to the east. So here we go.
Hey, we'll just deal with it.
That's all we can do.
Fish no matter what.
I like your attitude.
That's right. They're down there waiting on me right now.
Well, and the good thing about it, they won't start biting until you get there.
Hey, all I can say is they might as well just put up their little white flag and wave it.
Yeah.
Because we're coming. And they can run and they can hide, but we're going to find them and catch them.
I saw a few good catches out of the surf yesterday afternoon.
Oh, I
bet. Some people caught a few early, but the cleaner it got, the better the catch rate was, especially from about 4 o'clock in the evening until 5. Saw a pretty good bite down there.
Huh. Well, it's time for that. There ought to be some good fish on the surf.
Yeah, it's overdue. And there's no telling. If you could get in that surf and fish it right, you know, in like mid-April to now, there's no telling how many old big trout would have been pulled out of that surf early in the year.
But it was so rough.
Oh, you know, every spring.
Turbulent. If you would just get, you know, 2 or 3 calm days during the week, all the way through May, that's when it happens, man.
Oh, yeah.
I caught my biggest trout ever on the surf in May,
mm-hmm.
right in the middle of May. That fish was 9.0. I weighed it on a meat scale. And the old boy standing right beside me in the surf come out of there with a 10.04.
That's
and
good
I
stuff.
Think he probably lost one bigger than that, we believe.
Wow.
There were some big old heifers in there that day.
Yes, sir.
That's and I caught that fish on a yellow 1/2 ounce bear hair jig.
Bear hair.
Just
horse hair.
Yellow.
No horse hair, yeah, it was bear hair.
That's what they said it was. It might have been Sasquatch fur for all I
know. Hey, Bigfoot hair, baby. Just
but
color
it was nothing special.
I remember the old bucktails we'd put on our Johnson Sprite spoons for the surf back in the day. They were made out of horse hair, you know, off their mane or their tail. I don't know. They were coarse. And
yes.
That's all we had.
Use what you had. I mean.
That's it.
There was soft plastic tails in that day. I mean, I was about, I want to say 19 or 20 years old. And, that wasn't a big selection of.
No, you had. I think you had about. You had Boone touts is what they called them.
Yeah.
Boone brand, B-O-O-N-E, like Daniel Boone.
That's right. And I don't even remember what this thing, but it was a 1/2 ounce jig, and it was kind of pointed on the front instead of round.
Uh huh.
And but it would sure cast. I could throw that thing halfway to China.
Throw it a country mile.
Oh, yeah. And we stood in that surf, and, man, the big ones were in there that day. It sure was.
I remember my dad.
I've been trying to break that 9.0 for the rest of my life. Can't do it.
Fish of a lifetime.
And it looks like I'm never going to do it now. I mean, I've had a lot of customers catch nines in the boat, but it just hadn't happened to me again.
Right.
I've been searching for that double digit, and I can't quite. And I don't think I'll ever make it now because I'm not willing to travel that much for it. And we're having to grow big fish right now. So
well, we used to have them coast wide, you know, big fish.
Yep.
From top to bottom, you know, Baffin has always been, you know, all that area down there, Lower Laguna and Baffin, they've always been a big trout mystique and all that, but you know, people don't realize how many really big fish, what I'd call big 7, 8, 9 pounders that were on this upper Texas coast for so many years.
Oh yes.
And you know, still no matter where you're fishing, the elusive double digit trout is definitely you know, it's like a Boone and Crockett buck. It's just a fish of a lifetime. I know
sure
people
is.
That fished their entire lives, 50 and 60 years, for speckled trout and never busted 10 pounds.
No. That's a funny thing. I didn't have any trouble doing it with bass at all. But I've been hung up on that 9-pounder for all these years. I've hit real close, 8 3/4, you know, 8 15/16. I've been all over it, but can't get over it.
My dad chased him trout his whole life, and I think he might have busted 9 pounds one time. He never did get a legitimate 10. You know, there's a lot, you know, the 10 pounds is thrown around a lot. It sounds cheap. You know, the way people talk about, oh, yeah, just another 10. You know how, you know, fish talk is. But legitimately certified scales, they go to putting them on there, they'll be humbled real quick. They're just not as common as people set out to say they are.
No, I'm glad I had some certified scales to weigh that one on.
Oh, that's the only way to weigh them, you know?
I didn't know anything about measuring a fish back then.
No, everybody's into measurements now. Well,
that's right.
It looks better, you know, because especially down south you get these big old long fish. Their fish are longer, but they don't have the girth that our fish do on the upper coast. And they got that big head on them, and they look like beasts. But
they do. They're
you know,
scary.
The right time of year, you have to catch them in the right time of year down there. Your January, February, you know, type of, you know, while they still got all that winter fat on them.
Right.
Gorging on protein all winter.
Well, those fish, the fish on the lower Laguna, do they actually spawn earlier than ours do up here?
Yes, I think they do, yes. Yeah, we're later up here. Louisiana and the upper Texas coast, you know, May usually on a normal year, whatever that is nowadays, was probably the big month, the full moon in May, but it looks like this year it's going to be June.
That's what I think.
You know, you raise a good question. Here's the problem, you know, here's what scares me about our reproduction on the upper Texas coast is the salinity levels. They have to be just right for these fish to lay those eggs. So once they're fertilized, they become buoyant, and the salinity level holds them up in the water column and lets them travel into the marshes and the estuaries. And we've had 6 years of all this flooding and fresh water. And, you know, like up my way, Trinity Bay and you know, how much reproduction are we getting? Our salinity has not been right for spawns for 6 years up there. And, you know, that for the future, that it looks bleak because we don't have any, you know, you can tell the areas where the fish have been spawning the last few years with the fresh water because you're getting a lot of those 8 and 9 inch trout people are catching. And if you're seeing a lot of that, you know that it's happening. You're getting reproduction. But only time will tell. Just have to let it run its course.
Yeah, that's all we can do. You can't control anything about that.
No.
And I don't think that they'll ever be able to spawn hatchery fish enough to really knock a dent in it. It's just the water columns, the water situation is too vast for that to make a huge difference.
Yeah.
Now, they know where to put those trout to where they'll have a good chance of surviving. They don't just dump them out willy-nilly anywhere. They dump them in the back bays where they try to find the right salinity level, and I think they have a pretty darn good survival rate on those fish.
Right.
But
you know, trout can survive in that low saline, you know, the brackish stuff, but they can't reproduce in it frequent is, you know, as they would if they'd had 8, 12, 15 parts per thousand salinity for their spawn to make sure everything goes right. Because they hunt for that. When they get ready, they're egged up, and if they can't find it, I mean, what do they do with those eggs? They just hold off and wait till the opportunity's right to disperse them?
It seems to me that they do, but I know that you'll have partial spawns up here all through the summer.
Yeah, they do that all year long. They really do.
Yeah, it may be a 90 or even 100 day process. Last year, they spawned all the way into late September, which I found to be interesting. You know, being that I fillet as many fish as I do, I get to watch that.
Yeah, you can see the eggs. Yeah,
I'm seeing it, and like right now, our fish up in the lake are just now beginning to develop their eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And the fish that are coming out of the Gulf, they've had eggs in them for over 3 weeks.
Right.
They're pooched out pretty good, ready to let her go.
Let me do a quick break and do a commercial. I'll be right back. Will you, Bill? Hang with me. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 419 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back to Bill Watkins. All right, Bill, we're back. Thanks for holding, sir.
All right.
Well,
deal. Well, I hope I get to catch some fish this morning.
Well, I hope you do, too. It should work out for you.
Oh, yeah.
As long as that northeast wind don't get up all hard and everything. Keep it.
Yeah,
down.
I don't know how hard it's really going to get. That's a funny thing. But I think I've got some protected water from that.
Yeah.
You know, it could be one of those 8 mile an hour on the beachfront deal. That could be good. But if it gets up to 12 to 15, it's going to rip that to pieces.
Yes.
The beachfront is a delicate place to fish.
It is.
It requires things to be just, I don't know, it's almost like the stars have to align to get it right.
You got to be on 24-hour call.
Oh, yeah.
When it's right. Wait for your window of opportunity.
Oh, boy. When we were in college, we did that, too. We were sitting on go. We had the rod and reels in the old car all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And when that smoke would get to going straight up at the plants, I would go, okay, boys, it's time to strike.
That's it. And flags are limp, smoke's going straight up. Let's go. Let's roll.
Yep. Same way the surfers were always looking for the perfect waves. We were looking for calm wind.
Well, you just had to be ready for both. I've headed to Galveston many a time with rod and reels in the car and surfboards on top.
Yeah.
You just take whatever it gives you. We were going
were
anyway.
Days,
it didn't
right?
matter. Yeah, it was. 19-cent gasoline. Which we thought was high back then.
I didn't have any money.
Yeah, we didn't have any money.
I didn't have $2 in my pocket.
You have to load up all your buds so everybody would pitch in and help. You could afford the trip.
Oh, my. All these kids running around with $700 cell phones anymore. Nobody had that kind of money at all.
You might want to reevaluate that, bump it up to about $1,200 or $1,500 nowadays. And
well, yeah, that's true.
You know, we'd mow a whole yard with a push mower, not self-propelled, you know, for $2. And, boy, I thought we were rich.
Oh, yeah, we'd gather up about $10 to $15 mowing yards, and that would last us down at the beach for 2 days.
Yeah.
Gas and all.
Yeah, you couldn't get anybody to even look at a lawnmower for $2 nowadays.
Ain't that the truth?
I'll mow it for 50.
Man, I'm telling you, I took that my old 54 Plymouth. I had that push mower in the trunk.
54 Plymouth. Good.
My
Lord.
Gas can. Oh yeah, shoot you, man. I was a sport. I ride around and mow yards. I mean, I had an actual business of it.
Yeah, that's what I did in the summers, man. I bought my first aluminum boat and trolling motor with yard mowing money.
Oh, man.
Yeah, buddy. And my mother used to save stamps, and I saved them for a long time. I got me 4 or 5 books of them, and I went down to the Big Mona stamp place and got my first red reel, Garcia Ambassador.
Oh, wow.
With all those stamps. High cotton, baby.
Yeah, buddy. We didn't even know we had it so bad.
I'm telling you. Well, times have changed very much so.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you the best out there on the water today. I hope you
thank you.
Hope you have a good day.
It's it's usually what you make it. You go out there and poke at it. And you figure it out.
Go poke the
every
bear.
Every day is a different. Yeah, every day is a different day. Well, buddy, I'm going to go. And,
all right,
you
man.
Take care of yourself.
get everything wrapped up and ready to roll, bud, and I'll talk to you next week. Throw them out a number, Bill.
409-786-2018.
Our fishsabeanlake.com.
That's it.
All right, man. Be safe out there today, and I wish you the best.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right. Break a leg. All right. See you. All right. That's Captain Bill Watkins at Sabine Lake. And, you know, getting back what we were talking about these spawns and everything going on, you know, with salinity levels and everything. So hopefully we can get some kind of positive reproduction cycle started on this upper coast. All right, let's go up to Lake Conroe now, and let's see what Castnet Master himself is doing this morning. I bet he's catching bait. Richard, good morning.
Well, good morning, Mickey. How are you?
I'm good, man. What is up?
Not a lot. Fixing to get started catching bait. I'm going along here checking things out. Just got the boat in the water. I noticed somebody left their depth finder on last night. They got a boat hanging here in the sling. It's got their graph still on. So
they're going to have a dead battery.
I know it because I don't see a cord plugged in the battery anywhere. You know what time it is. It'll be happening. So it's one of them things. Everybody tends to forget sometimes. But now this thing is cool up here this morning. Again, I can't believe it's almost June and we're still in the 60s. I mean, that north wind was kicking pretty hard yesterday, and we was trying to crappie fish, too. That was crazy. I knew better. There wasn't no doubt. I knew better than to even try to catch crappie. But, dang, we caught seven nice ones, you know, or kept seven nice ones. We had a couple more of them on, but them dang catfish still fired up. Them knuckleheads, they ain't going to slow down for a while, I don't think. Them rascals, they were piled up out there, what was it, Thursday? We got almost limited out on a Thursday. And we had a three-year-old out there, so we had to keep her busy. Yeah, you can't let them youngsters go too long without catching something. Either you got to get them playing with the bait or something like that, and they get playing in that stink bait, it ain't no fun. Oh, goodness. But then you get out there and just have fun with them kids. I do all the time. I get to messing with them, you know, pull that steak bait out and say, if y'all brought some bread, we can make some peanut butter sandwiches. And they hey, I don't want none of them sandwiches. Ain't no doubt. But I'm going to try them hybrids. Dang it, them suckers. They got to get to where they're schooling on top. These shadders, all the shad that I've been catching lately have been kind of a mixed bag, like we was talking about was last week up there on River. Now the little bitty ones showed up. There's a bunch of small ones. It's mixed. I'm not really catching the bigger shad, like the 6 and 8 inch ones. But every once in a while, I catch me one about a pound and a half. You know, and it's just, you catch a bunch of little ones in between, and you sit there and chunk, and then finally you get enough to kind of weed through. But most of them, I was catching yesterday about an inch and a half long to 2.5 inches long. Wasn't nothing real big. I don't think I ever caught one that was over, say, 6 inches yesterday. The biggest shad I had yesterday was about 4.5 inches. And it's just a big old thread fin. It wasn't even a big gizzard shad. So, and that's fine. Them hybrids love them big thread fin like that. You get them bigger thread fin on Conroe, I don't know what it is about them. They love, I think they got a wider side to them or something like that. Where that gizzard shad, he's got that blunt nose and a thicker body. So it's, and then I'm seeing some weird bait in this water sometimes. I mean, like those, I think it's a bullhead minnow or something like that. I sent a couple of pictures in. I sent you that picture of that dang thing that, you know, I mean, good night. Looked like a mullet. But it's crazy how some of this stuff out here you see. Just like catching that dang old snake in the cast net the other morning. It's like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, that just don't make a lick of sense. But that's all right. It's all good. Get out here and see what's happening this morning anyway. I'm ready. Like I say, I just now hit the water. Actually, just got through launching the boat. And now I'm just getting all my lights on, everything else. I ain't started the motor yet. Just get out here and look for some bait and everything while we're talking. That way I ain't wasting time. I'm still doing something. You know, that's the thing out here fishing. You try not to waste a bunch of dang time. You want to catch as many as you can, or I do anyway.
Yeah.
And it's like, I want them dang old crappie to get fired up, but these cold fronts just won't leave me alone. I can't figure it out. What's your temperature down there this morning?
What, as far as air temperature?
Yeah, your air temperature.
Probably about 78 in Galveston.
Really? I mean, I'm up here in the 60s. That's what's so weird. You know, there's a line up there. I can't figure out where that line's at this year. Normally, this colder weather stays a little bit further north of us, and now it's staying right on top of us. You know, I don't know what the heck's going on. I guess it's just wanting to hang into wintertime. And I don't know if we're going to have a bunch of wet summer or what. It may turn out to be just dry as heck. Who knows? You know, because normally, there ain't no normal no more as far as weather. I can't figure it out. It's June. It's not supposed to be in the 60s. That's what's driving me nuts more than anything. Because, you know, the crappie, dang it. I mean, knuckleheads, they hate cold fronts. They hate that north wind. And they've been scared of the dying lightning lately. I mean, every time that lightning pops, they don't want to. You can see them down there, and they just don't want to bite. Then you get the cold front.
Yeah, I've seen it mess with trout like that. You know, our fish here, when you get a big lightning storm, it takes several hours for it to settle down and fish start biting again.
I know. It's crazy. I was actually asking Butch yesterday. Butch Turpy up here, you know, he's been guiding up here. I was stowed away forever. And I was asking him if he had ever seen them do that, you know, because this is really the first year I've really noticed that the lightning's messing with them, you know. It's just,
yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe it's just because of the frequency of them or what, because we've had almost daily thunderstorms, but they've all kind of been in the afternoon. And then the other day, they popped all night for two nights in a row.
Yeah.
And it was those good localized, you know, I'm going to hit the water type pops. It wasn't just shooting cloud to cloud and just cracking and stuff like that. When they hit the ground, we had all that dang hail and stuff up here too. You know, and
right.
Plus picking up, I got an inch and a half one day of rain, an inch and a half the next day, and then almost three quarter of an inch the next day. So that's 3 days in a row of what, three and almost 4 inches of rain.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's that does a lot to them too. But dang it, they gotta eat.
Yeah, they do. Hey, speaking of got to, let me got to a commercial break, and I'll be right back with you, Richard. Hang with me, man.
All right, Mickey.
Man, he was big time back then. And he said, "Ball, baby, I know what kind of perfume you wearing." She said, "How do you know? What is it?" He said, he sniffed on her and down her neck. Said, "That's got to be Hold Me Close." That was classic, man.
Better listen to the outdoor show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
Hey, Captain, I so appreciate both of y'all's time. I love your show, and keep up the good work. Y'all have a great day.
And waking up at 4 a.m. before the roosters start to crow. If you want to hunt and fish in Texas, better listen to the outdoor show.
He had a story I remembered when I was a kid who I used to love when he'd tell the one about the monkeys up in a tree when they got to the edge of the jungle. They were, you know, they were under heavy fire, and I think that was at Mindanao where he landed on that island. And they finally get into the edge of the jungle where they got a little cover, and man, they're under heavy mortar fire, and a mortar hit this tree. But right before it hit it, they were laying there. And they were looking up, and the whole top of that tree was full of monkeys. They were all scared to death from all the heavy fire. And he said that mortar hit that tree perfect, and it blew every one of those monkeys up. He said there was dead monkeys everywhere.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 437 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back to Lake Conroe and talk a little more with Richard Tosh. the fish dude. All right, Richard, we're back, man.
Good deal, good deal. Yeah, there's a little bit of shad showing up now. I've got my lights fired up and everything. And dang, ghost minnows are everywhere up here, too.
What are you calling a ghost minnow?
I don't know. It looks, they're big, long, skinny rascals. They can almost see through every one of them. All they got is a big line through.
Kind of like our glass minnows.
Yeah, glass minnows. That's what it is, same thing.
Yeah, we got a glass minnow that has that black line down its side.
Yep, it's a glass minnow. I call
they're real clear and silvery looking. Yeah.
Yes.
Trout love them.
Man, I tell you what, them suckers get in. I can't catch them in my net. Sometimes I do the big fat ones when they're getting ready to spawn. And them dang things, I guarantee there's times I'll pull up over here on the sandbar and go to clean it on the boat after I get all my shed.
Yeah.
And I say on a sandbar, it's about 3 foot under the surface. But I'll get over there close to it, and I'll be over cleaning on the boat and stuff. And next thing I know, I look up, and there's probably 300 of them around me. It's like, goodness. Cut the lights off, and you see them. They'll just bust the surface as soon as they kill the lights. It's crazy. I had some guys the other day, they were chucking a cast net around. I'd been cleaning on the boat a while. So, hey, come over here. There's a whole bunch of minnows. There's be some shad mixed in them. They come over and says, we'll catch them minnows. I said, if you got to find enough nets, you will. But if you got a big one like I do, you ain't going to catch none of them.
Mm-hmm.
They jumped in there and got a few of them. So that's one of them things. You can get out there and run them lights and have the, some dang things come to them. You know, I got lights on my T-top on this boat. I got five that'll run just for the shad, and then two, one up front and one up back just in case I need a running light or somebody will see me when I'm going across the lake. That's one of the things. I go pick people up down around their docks or whatever. A lot of times I'll run across here in the dark. If I see a light out there that I don't know what it is, I'm going to light him up because I got a big old light bar on the front of my T-top. I want them to know, hey, here I am. Yeah, I mean, goodness, it's like a scary at night, some of these people out here running around, because there's quite a few of them out here. That's one of the things that gets me on with all this junk that's been going on, even though it's kind of slacking up now. A lot of the people that were running around out here, you had probably, I'm going to say 75% of the people in the daytime, 25% more at night, you know, than was normal. Which, and let's say if there was 1,000 in the daytime, you had 250 at night. So, it's crazy how many people are running around here in the dark. And some of them have lights on, some of them not. Like yesterday, I seen a John boat leaving out, he didn't have light worn on. So, yeah, that is one of them things. You got to be careful on Lake Conroe. They're going to run over you. That north wind was kicking pretty hard yesterday. Them waves got pretty tough over there.
We got some
probably about, I mean, it wasn't big, but they were just enough to make you uncomfortable, about 2 footers, you know, two and a quarter, something like that. They were only rolling in on the south end of the lake, because up here around Stallway, I mean, you get all these creeks and stuff and points to kind of block the wind for you. But while I was trying to fish some of them deeper crappie down there on the south end, and that dang wind just wouldn't let you get out there with them. So we kind of had to duck and hide behind some points and stuff like that, had some brush on. We caught a few of them yesterday, and they're all big, but dang, they just wasn't biting quick enough for me. But anybody that fishes with me knows, I want them quick, fast, and in a hurry. We ain't playing. We want to catch a bunch of dang old fish, as many as we can, as fast as we can. That's the name of the game.
Right.
And that's just like with them dang old catfish. Normally, especially this time of year, it's 30 fish in 30 minutes. It's fixing to get kicked off where it's always going to be that way. Every day all throughout the summer, it'll be 30 fish, 30 minutes or more. Yeah, so that's the fun part about them things. Because you can always go do something else all morning long, chase everything, then go, okay, let's get 30, 40 of them. Ding, ding, ding. And it's just a hoot. The problem is them bigger ones ain't quite showed up out there yet. They're going to get there pretty dang quick, though. It ain't long, because there's a fella, I actually took him out first part of the week, I think, Jay Warren. Jay has been coming out with me and Debbie Watson for a long time. She went out with Debbie Watson for years.
Yeah.
And he like once a week he'd go out. He'd take people that his company had and all that, and they'd go fishing. Well, one year, and I've told this story several times, but one year him and some of his guys came out, and Debbie and I had them out, two different groups, had five people in each boat. In 3.5 hours, we had 250 catfish in three and a half hours.
Good Lord.
It was crazy. It was absolutely nuts. I'm not talking about little ones. I'm talking about everything was two and a half pounds to about 5 pounds, maybe six. Mm-hmm. And the funny part about it was, you know, Debbie was over in her boat with that group. I was over in my boat with another group, and I'm sitting there thinking, okay, well, she ain't catching them, so we'll just catch a bunch. And we keep on jerking, get them up there. And, we're at a limit, and I'm going, dang, let's go check and see if they got any, and we'll just see what they got. Pull up over there. I said, y'all catching them? Yeah, we're wearing them out. I said, well, dang, how many of y'all got? I said, we just about got a limit. I said, we do, too. So we headed back in. Sure enough, 250 of them. We went out there 3.5 hours. It took 4 hours to clean them all.
Oh, yeah. It took longer to clean them than it did to catch them.
I'll tell you what, that's crazy when you do that. And when you catch that dang big fish that quick, it's just, it's one of those most memorable deals. I mean, you don't forget those kind of trips like that.
Yeah.
You know, and this, it's just one of those things that'll stick with you forever because it was one of those things you just don't see it all the time. And when you do, it's just a fun thing.
All right, Richard. Well, hey, buddy, I got a roll. If somebody wants to come up to Conroe, do a little fishing, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, Richard. It's always good talking to you. You have a good weekend. Be safe out there, and I hope the weather cooperates. We'll see you next week.
Yes, sir. I think we're going to have a great weekend.
Good. I'm going to hold you to
All
that.
All right.
All right,
yeah, there you go.
See you, man. All right. Take care, bye. Richard. All right, that's Richard Tosh, the fish dude up on Lake Conroe. Now we're going to go down Matagorda Way, down to Matagorda, and see what's up with Captain Charlie P. Charlie, what's up?
Sleeping in today.
Are you?
Not fighting the elements today.
Fishing machine.
Yeah, buddy. And
well,
this wind has been relentless, man.
I know it.
It's going to be nice to have May in the dusk gone.
Yeah, put May in the rearview mirror, and they can look at our taillights when we get out of May, man. I'm ready for something different.
And Thursday morning, it was supposed to be like southeast 10 to 15. And
right.
I swear when I left the dock, Mickey, it was blowing 30 out of the south. And,
gosh.
And then went southwest the whole day.
So. Ugh.
And then yesterday, back around to the northeast, pretty strong.
Yeah, it came up a little bit. I mean, I noticed when I got off air here and got home, it was getting a little puffy. I'm going, oh, man, I hope that northeast wind don't come up hard on them guys today.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of expect it to come up pretty strong sometime today. May not. I don't know. I don't know what it is down there now, but
it's averaging about 10 all up and down the coast, northeast, but they're calling for an east-southeast 10 to 15 and 10 to 20 tonight with a lot of east in it, so who knows?
Yeah. That surf never did get right down here. Still a few people, even in the dirty water, caught some fish, but most of them with croakers, I think.
I saw yesterday up here. A lot of bucket draggers had them yesterday.
Yeah. I know one of the guys went and got in the surf anyway with two customers, and they caught 10 fish on top waters. I even drove. I made two wades in East Bay and caught fish. they wanted to drive down to the surf and look at it, so we did, and it was almost unbearable. I don't know how in the hell he caught 10 fish on top orders, but he did.
I guess was the water off color?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to rattle them up, man. That's usually what we have to do around here if the fish are responding to it. Now, who knows with topwaters? One day, hero, next day, zero. That's the way topwater fishing is.
Yeah, and then, you know, in the mornings you got this incoming tide that is so strong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. To catch that beachfront right, you've got to have the right tides and the right winds. And that's just all there is to it. I did talk to a buddy that caught him in your surf.
Mm-hmm.
Said it turned on about 2 o'clock from 2 to 4. He caught fish every cast for 2 hours.
Yeah. I know some guys that caught them real good between 4 and 5 o'clock, too. So it sounded like an afternoon bite was on in the surf yesterday up here.
Yeah. But over here I had a friend in the surf, and he said that it was just chocolate milk. But he could see that green water about 200 yards out.
Can't get to it.
Yeah, they might have a chance this morning. So,
hopefully.
Yeah. Let them fight the crowds, man. It was horrendous crowds down here yesterday. Horrendous.
They were coming into town, huh?
No, they were in town.
In town? They were already set up.
I made 2 wades in East Bay in 2 spots, and after I left that second one, there wasn't no finding a third spot, I can tell you that. Them croaker buckets were lined all up and down that North Shore line.
You were with him, and I was talking to him, and yesterday morning he said, you know, that's something. He said, you take the price of the Floatrol bucket, and you fill it up with live croakers, and it's worth more than a barrel of oil.
Yeah,
I love that. That was hilarious.
That is right.
Don't lose that bucket full of croakers. That's big bucks, man. More than oil. I'm showing at our jetty now. It's gone kind of east there at 12. Down on the west end, it's northeast at 10. At San Luis Pass, it's a little calmer down your way. If my predictions are right, I know at the harbor it's north at 6, and Bay City Landing down there on the Pass Sergeant, it's north at 6. So we'll see.
Well, they might have a chance of that surf this morning.
Maybe so.
I know there'll be a lot of them looking at it.
It's where these currents, these wind currents, it's more northeast up this way, and it's more north down your way.
Yeah.
And then when you get over by Port O'Connor and down towards Corpus, it's northeast.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if when that sun comes up, east, northeast at 20.
Well, we've seen that a million times. You know, when the sun starts coming up, man, that old northeast wind starts pumping up. Hopefully not.
Yeah. Maybe they'll get it in. I'll just sit back and wait, get back at it tomorrow.
You got to go tomorrow?
Yeah. After the rain chances go way up.
Yeah, I think what it forecast says 50% tomorrow.
When I went to bed last night, mine said 80% in Matagorda, but that could have changed.
That's not good.
Yeah. They don't know.
They don't.
They guess. We don't
throw
know.
It out there. They
it's
throw it
go.
Out.
Yeah. Been fighting for years. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking all up and down the coast. It's running anywhere from 6 to 12. So we'll see.
Yep. Might be okay.
What have you been throwing at fish? What have you been throwing
yesterday,
to catch them?
Yesterday we caught everything on slamming chicken paddle tails.
Slammers. All right.
That's what they wanted. Now, I had one guy that was throwing a top order. He probably caught 5 trout. We didn't catch anything over 2.5, 3 pounds yesterday, Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
On the east end of East Bay, there's a bunch of fresh water coming from somewhere down there. It kind of stained the water a little bit, especially after that tide started running so hard. But we had a good bite for about 2 hours in the morning yesterday. Then after we couldn't find a place to park and after we wasted a ride to the surf, we started messing with some birds and let them catch and release about another 10 or 15 fish. So they had a good morning.
I know Maurice and Bob had a good day yesterday. They, about 2 o'clock in fish, lit off real good for them on hot rods, and they caught a bunch of them. They had a blast.
Well, Maurice is back in town, huh?
Yeah. Him and Bob, they've been fishing. I know it's been a little quiet down that way. I hadn't heard from Bob a lot lately, and I called to check in on him, and him and Maurice had just got back in the boat, and they were going to have a snack before they get out. You know, they packed a real good lunch yesterday. They were drinking water and eating crackers.
That's about typical.
Boy, that's some good energy food to get back out and make another wade. Oh, I was laughing at them. They're nuts. But
yeah.
Them old boys have a good time. They grind them out.
That they do.
Mars would say, yeah, we'll go for a little while today, and if it ain't no good, we'll come on in early. They'll end up grinding till 4 or 5 o'clock every day. Nothing
changes.
What else
do they have to do? Nothing.
They have nothing else to do.
No.
They're fishaholics.
Count their money. That's the only other thing they got to
count their money and catch trout, man. That's a tough life, ain't it?
I'm telling you.
Oh, man. All right, Charlie. Well, it's good checking in with you this morning. Enjoy your day off, and hopefully the weather will turn around for you tomorrow. I don't know. It's one of them look-see deals.
We'll see what happens.
All right, man. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come down and fish with you.
713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie. Well, you have a good weekend, and I'll check in with you next week, man.
Talk to you later, Mickey.
Keep chunking, brother. All right, man.
All right.
That's Captain Charlie Paradosky. I just call him Charlie P. down in Matagorda.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.